Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Finally, a glimmer of light at the end of a very dark tunnel. Last week, the American Academy of Pediatrics caved to enormous pressure and announced the commissioning of a systematic review of medical research surrounding the treatment of gender dysphoria. While not a complete reversal of their longstanding policy promoting gender transition for minors, it is at least a tapping of the brakes on procedures that have become more, not less, controversial in recent years. For those who may not know, medical association boards have in large part been captured by the liberal left. As a result, politics began to rule their organizations rather than ethics or science. We saw this in Montana 6 years ago when the Montana Medical Association and the Montana Nurses Association began testifying in favor of abortion and gender transition procedures. They claimed to speak for the medical community, yet we know there were large swaths of their membership that disagreed with their positions. Many doctors and nurses canceled their memberships in protest, but the associations did not back down. Then, we began to see chinks in their armor. With regard to the gender transition issue, the backpedaling actually began in liberal European nations like Norway, Sweden, and France. The pushback then spread to the UK, where researchers found that gender dysphoria is often transitory and there are clear risks, while the benefits are marginal at best. Now, doctors themselves are speaking out in large numbers, saying it's time to return science to the decision-making process. Many are concerned that gender dysphoria is the only malady where the patient diagnoses themselves and the medical community acts on that self-diagnosis without question. It's also coming to light that many of these so-called gender-affirming clinics are profit-driven and are staffed by doctors and psychologists who are themselves suffering from gender dysphoria. Thankfully, science is now catching up with politics, and 19 states, including Montana, have banned irreversible gender transition procedures on minors. Unfortunately, Montana's law is now being challenged in court. But the fact remains, we have no idea what the long-term effects of transformation procedures are, except for sterilization and mastectomies on minors, which are fairly obvious. The other question is more sociological. Why is there such a sudden increase in the number of minors identifying as transgender? And finally, why are such a large number of people detransitioning just a few years after undergoing transition procedures? Recent data from the US and UK put the number of detransitioners as high as 30%. That's a travesty given the number of minors involved and the fact that many of these procedures are irreversible. As the Montana lawsuit moves forward, we're looking for witnesses and others who can help us understand the detransition process from their perspective. If you've detransitioned, we need to hear your story. We promise complete confidentiality and you do not need to testify. We simply need your perspective as we work to keep others from making the same mistake. Please call our office today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.